Here's a story from The World.
In Turkey, six journalists appeared in court yesterday for charges related to their work. Their attorneys say they've been held in solitary confinement for months, even as other offenders are getting released from jail over coronavirus concerns. Turkey is frequently cited as one of the top jailers of journalists in the world. And as Duri Buskaran reports from Istanbul, that's reshaping the news in Turkey in profound ways.
For 9 hours, Özge Tarkolu sat in the gallery of a Turkish courtroom, hearing a case the state has built against her husband, the news director of an online television channel, Oda TV.
We're in the courthouse still. The judges went for a break to decide on whether they'll go on being imprisoned or they'll be released.
Barış Tarkolu and five other journalists at independent news outlets are accused of violating Turkish security laws over their coverage of the deaths of MIT officers in Libya. That's the Turkish equivalent of the CIA. It's clear that their deaths weren't a secret, given that the information was also discussed in Turkey's parliament. But still, these journalists have spent 3 months in prison, waiting for this hearing. Some of them, including Tarkolu, are parents of young children.
He's very courageous in terms of writing on topics that are very hard to touch, that disturbs people that have power. All those things that we have to go through as a family, we can handle it, but we don't deserve it.
A total of 19 Turkish journalists and media workers are scheduled for hearings this week, according to a free speech tracking project, Expression Interrupted. If it goes as it normally does, some will be released, some will pay fines, and some will see their cases drag on for years. But it wasn't always like this. If you look at a newsstand in Turkey, you'll see several national newspapers, satirical monthlies full of comic strips. Turn on the TV, and you can flip through multiple news channels, including a Turkish CNN.
Genel izleyici için uygundur.
You might get the impression that Turkey has a healthy, diverse media environment, says Aylem Yanardaoğlu, an associate professor of new media at Kadir Has University in Istanbul. But that's not the reality.
Because about 90%, maybe 95% of the national media, especially newspapers and TV channels, are owned by media companies that are close to the government.
This consolidation ramped up as Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan worked to crack down on political rivals after public protests in 2013. Using your pen to serve international smear campaigns is not journalism, Erdogan claimed in 2017, after coming under fire for the number of journalists in Turkish jails. According to Yanardaoğlu, traditional media used to protect the public's right to reliable information in Turkey. But now, journalists who don't toe the political line get pushed to alternative websites and social media. There, the pay is low, but it's easier to write what you want, for better or for worse.
This is creating new debates. Whose job is it to tell the truth, and is it the truth?
Little by little, it becomes harder to figure out where the truth is at all. Outside the courthouse, a group of colleagues and supporters of the journalists on trial stand in the sun. A banner depicts the six arrested writers and a cartoon of pencils turned into the bars of a cell. Zafer Arap Kurli, a former BBC presenter who now hosts his own news program in Turkey, stands in the crowd.
Every single morning, believe me, you just wake up at 4 o'clock, half past 4, I'm listening to the door and wondering whether they are about to come to get you.
He wears a face mask with the phrase "Susmayacağız" written over his mouth. We will not be silent.
I've been working as a journalist in this country for 43 years now. And we've gone through this sort of stages where journalists were tried to be silenced, where all sorts of democratic institutions were tried to be crushed. But at the end, democracy will win.
Around 10 p.m., the judges returned with a decision. Three of the journalists, including Tarkolu, were allowed to return home while the trial continues. The other three returned to prison, where they will be stuck until the next hearing. And that could take months. For The World, I'm Duri Buskaran, Istanbul.